Eurovision. Welcome to Eurovision, a podcast with a unique Irish perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest.
12 points,
Ireland! Oh, guys, of everything.
Welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. We are here in London for the London Eurovision party. Delighted to say that I'm joined by Alex Basmati.
Hey!
How are you doing? How's things?
I'm very tired, excited. What a day.
We are here in London, of course, for the London Eurovision party, which is happening tonight, Sunday, April 7th. What has London offered you so far? How have you been doing in the city? Have you been enjoying it?
Well, it's been a bit of a whirlwind because my flight had pretty significant delays yesterday.
How long?
8 hours I was in the airport for, so I literally fell into my accommodation yesterday. But look, getting up this morning, London's such a great city, like everything's set
open.
Out so well. Open, like you can do so much. And yeah, this venue, the Outernet venue, is fantastic. Really well set up. And I'm really looking forward to tonight. It's going to be a great concert, I think. But yeah, it's been a tiring but really good day. What about you?
Yeah, well, I arrived this morning. Well, this afternoon. It should have been this morning, but my flight was actually delayed as well. 3 hours. We were sitting on the plane waiting for ages and ages. So delays galore because of Kathleen. Yeah, thanks, Kathleen. You bitch. But anyway, we are here and we're ready for tonight's show. Should we talk to some acts?
Yes, please.
Here we go. Here's some content that we gathered throughout the day here at LEB 2024.
Eurovision. Hi, guys. This is Eurovision Podcast and we are here with the iconic Lucy Jones. Aww. How are you?
Oh, I'm better now. I've been called iconic. Thank you very much. I'm really good. This is very exciting.
And how do you feel about performing this evening? Are you presenting or both?
Yeah, so I'm hosting the evening today with Scott Mills and Ryan Clark and Paddy. And we are. I'm also performing, which will be really fun. I'm doing the club mix of my Eurovision song, which in hindsight, maybe should have been my entry because everyone likes that more, including me, I think. But yeah, it's going to be a great night and I'm really excited. It's just so fun. Everything with Eurovision is so fun and friendly and inclusive and I just really enjoy it. So I'll come back and back and back.
Amazing. And you're in good company, right? The likes of Ryland, Scott Mills. Would you like to go into presenting?
So I do a weekly radio show on Magic. So I'm sort of doing that already. But doing live presenting like this is definitely something that we're moving more into. And I really enjoy it. I just get to hang out with people and talk to them and have a lovely time. It's great. It's awesome.
And look, I have to ask you, have you listened to the song so far for this year?
So I've heard most of them, but there's a couple tonight that I looked down the list and was like, how have I missed this one or this? Or I've seen costumes going around and I'm like, I haven't seen this person before. So I think tonight is going to be a real Eurovision education for me on this year's acts because I've been working, so I've not seen everything, but I'm excited to see it tonight.
Amazing. And I have to ask, I know you've got a fantastic background in theatre. Do you still get nervous or is it just water off a duck's back to get on a big stage like that tonight?
No, I do get nervous. I think the minute you stop feeling nerves, you're probably not enjoying it anymore. And I love doing this. It's so fun. And I love those butterflies that you get before you go on. So, yeah, I do still.
Amazing. Well, look, best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
This is our final party piece. We have a lovely sequin hat.
Yeah.
Would you like to pick a question?
I'd love to. Okay.
Let's see.
Where do I see myself in 5 years?
I like this question.
Thriving, not surviving. Living the damn dream and having fun every day. I know that sounds so vague, but I don't really know. I just want to keep enjoying it. And my job is, I do so many different things as part of my job. And
yeah.
I hope that continues for a long time.
Back in Eurovision, maybe?
Quite possibly.
I love that answer. Well, thank you so much. Have the best day and best of luck tonight. Eurovision.
Hello everyone, this is Connor here and I'm joined by the fabulous Marcus and Martinez from Sweden. How are you guys?
Yes, we're doing so good. Hello, Ireland.
How are you keeping?
Very good.
You know, you've been here a few days. You were at Manchester United yesterday.
Yeah, or Manchester. We were at BBC Radio and BBC Breakfast. So we've done a lot of few things in Manchester as well. And now we're in London with you, Connor.
Now, before we talk about your song, you're obviously football fans.
Which one of you
is doing the Cole Palmer celebration at Old Trafford?
Yeah, did you see that?
I did, and as a United fan, I'm very angry.
Yeah, because I didn't see it before. After it was posted, and I was like, "What the hell? It's almost jailed."
But understandably,
I'm a Chelsea fan, and you know the United Chelsea match was the day before.
Very good, wasn't it?
Sorry.
I'll let you off today. Oh, don't remind me. I'm avoiding it.
I'm going to watch the match later, so I'm not going to check any social media. So,
good.
Don't tell me.
Now, speaking of football, we saw you in the Friends Arena as well, filming your postcard. How did that go?
Yes. It was very fun. It was very cool that we got to use the arena where we won Melody Festival as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a very beautiful postcard.
Now, Unforgettable is your song. We were actually in Friends Arena that night, and we got to say you blew the house down that night. It was so good. How are you feeling a few weeks after it's happened? Has it finally settled in that you're, you know?
For me, it feels like it was half a year ago. Like,
really?
Yeah, it feels so long time ago. It has happened so much since that time. So I'm like trying to process getting it all in, and you know, it was an incredible night. Yeah. My head exploded, and incredible.
And how does it feel to be heading to Malmo then? You know, home turf, technically. I know you're Norwegian, but still,
very happy. Home turf. You know, I was scared when we got the points from Ireland international jury, because I was like, oh no, they don't like us.
We're just trying to get our record back. That's probably it. You're equal with us now, so we got to do it.
First we got 8 points and then 5 from Ireland. I was like, oh no, this is not going the way I wanted to.
You got 12 swept the board then.
Yeah,
so
we did. No, but we're so happy, and it's going to be so much fun in Malmö. And we're going to enjoy it with all the people that's going to sing together with us. So it's going to be an unforgettable night.
Good. And of course, we have loads of Irish fans watching and listening.
Love it.
You have loads of Irish fans.
You don't think they hate us because we're like Ireland and Sweden?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. We got to respect our winners with 7 wins. So do you have a message for them?
No, we just love you guys so much, and hopefully we'll get to Ireland and have a show as well, because we really want that. Yeah. And we like the accent Ireland have.
Yeah. It's a funny one, isn't it?
Spice Girls.
No, it's nice.
So one final thing. Yeah. We've loads of questions from our listeners.
Ooh.
If you want to
take one each?
Yeah, you can.
Thank you.
So who wants to go first?
Martinez. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Well, right back here.
With the trophy.
With the trophy. No, I would say maybe I have a family then.
Oh my God. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
very
maybe
good.
I have a family. Oh, favorite food to treat yourselves with? Okay.
This is for me.
Sorry. Yeah. Stay quiet. Food, not like snacks, just food.
Whichever.
We were eating Indian yesterday, and Indian food is underrated.
Smashing.
I love Indian food, yeah. But probably Indian or Italian.
Very nice. Well, thank you guys so much for catching up with us, and best of luck in May.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, Connor.
Nice to meet you guys too.
Bye, Connor. Bye, Ireland.
Thank you so much.
We are with the iconic Sarah Bonici. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm really good now that you're here.
Oh my God, you got me on.
Up none other than heaven last night.
Ooh, yeah, it was. It was amazing.
How was that?
Crazy. I mean, I loved performing at heaven. I loved meeting all the drag queens. I mean, it was insane. I loved performing, and the people there, they were like amazing.
And you brought your dancers, right?
Yeah, I did.
You gave the full show.
Always.
Always. And look, when it comes to Malmö, you're gonna bring your dancers, right?
What do you think?
I love it. And do you think you'll bring more? Are you going to keep the flip?
You have to wait and see.
Oh,
I cannot read.
And how do you feel about tonight? Look, you did last week. you did last night. So do you get nervous now? Are you like, no nerves, it's fine? Or will you have to do a few rituals?
Well, I always get those butterflies before I go perform. But I think that's actually normal and healthy, I must say. But yeah, I'm just enjoying performing. It's my passion, so yeah, enjoying it so much.
Amazing. And look, there's kind of an interesting fact. I was doing my research on some of the other acts and seeing, are there any similarities between who we've got here today? And I'm correct, right? You did Eurovision Junior?
Yeah, I was a backup singer and dancer to the Maltese entry in 2010. Yeah, in Belarus, which was insane.
So there is one other act in Eurovision this year who did do a national final for the same year in 2010. Do you know who that is?
No, actually.
Can you give a guess?
I honestly have no idea.
Sylvester.
Really?
He participated in his national final in 2010.
That's crazy. I don't know. I also participated in 2009.
And yes, you did.
The national final. Yeah.
Do you think that will help you for this year?
Well, obviously, I was way younger and it was a totally different experience. But I believe that, you know, we learn from each and every experience. So, yeah, it obviously does. Yeah.
Amazing. Look, thank you so much. I don't want to keep any more of your time. This is our last question. If you could take one from the magical pot.
Have you ever tried Guinness? No, guys, I don't like beer. Sorry, Ireland.
Look, best of luck tonight. Thank you so much for talking to us. I can't wait for your performance.
Same here. Thank you.
Hey everyone, this is Connor here from the Eurovision podcast, and I'm here with the ever so talented Musti from Belgium.
Hello. Fine, it's a lot, a lot of information, a lot of love. I feel like Madonna for 2 days. But no, it's great. A bit tired because we had like a really short night. There was a pre-show in Barcelona yesterday.
I was going to ask you, how are you feeling? You must be exhausted.
Yeah, because the canceled a flight this morning. We had to get up super early, so I'm not complaining, but I'm a bit like floating in the air, like, you know, but it's a good feeling, you know, it's Eurovision energy. It's a game.
That's it. You're just running on adrenaline.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
But you know, it's going to be okay. You can take the energy from people. The vibe is so good. So that's what I'm doing. I'm a vampire today, taking the energy of everybody.
Brilliant. So tell us about your song, Before the Party is Over. How did you get to the process of thinking this is a Eurovision song?
Oh, it's a good question. It was a lot of back and forth, you know, because when I wrote this song, it wasn't for Eurovision, wasn't there in the plan. It was for my album. And then the boss of the broadcast, the Belgian broadcaster, asked me to do Eurovision. I was like really happy, really amazed. But I didn't have a song. She only wanted me for the profile. She saw me live and she was like...
Because you were one of the first artists announced for Eurovision.
Yeah,
in
August.
So you had that time to work on the song.
Yeah, but the song, the demo was there like since maybe 1 year and a half.
Wow.
So it was there for my album. And at one point I was like, I needed to put 5 demos on the table at the broadcaster, and I was like, maybe this one, there's some kind of magic. You have this contrast between melancholy, energy, it's full of life also, yeah, but a bit of sadness, and it's a bit like my outfit, you know.
I was going to say, it's mirroring the...
Glam and sadness, it's
gorgeous.
Always working with contrast.
That's it. And your music video is fabulous. Are we going to see something similar on the stage, or is it going to be something different?
When people are asking me what about the staging, it's my only answer, look at the video clip.
Oh, love it.
I can't say more,
gold.
But I want to stay coherent with that. It's a guideline. And yeah, it's crazy how people sometimes with the pre-shows, they're like, where is the staging? What are you doing? But I'm like, no, it's just gig and showcase.
Exactly.
You know, the sound is not even, it's not Sweden. Sweden is another thing. Here it's
different
parties.
Beast.
It's parties. It's just like a way to already connect with people.
That's it.
But the staging is not there, hopefully. I want to keep the mystery.
That's it. And how are you finding the pre-party so far? Obviously, it's tiring traveling from country to country, but in terms of meeting other acts, getting to meet the fans and media, how has that been?
It's a way to meet already the new artists. They are so lovely. The energy, the vibe in the group is amazing. It's like a class, a new day at school, but it's even better than that. It's great vibe. People are so lovely. And yeah, the audiences, that's crazy. In Madrid, the first time, I really felt like Madonna. I was arriving at the hotel and I was like,
wait for tonight.
You know everything, you know all the lyrics, you know, I'm like, I'm so touched, and it's so moving to see so much passion. you know?
Yeah.
It's so lovely.
And of course, your drug on Drag Race Belgique.
Yeah.
You're a judge. Now you're going to be judged. How does that feel?
I'm the sweetest judge ever, I think. In Drag Race, I was like, oh, it's wonderful. But I love the drag scene. And so, but yeah, that's what I'm saying, that no, when I'm see a drag queen in Brussels or in Belgium, I'm like, no, you can judge me. Let's go. It's your turn to judge me.
That's it.
It's the game. It's the game.
Now, before we go, we have one more little thing. These are questions from our listeners. Now, there is a condom and a little charm from Bambi Thug in there. So if you touch that, don't worry. It's just a condom from Bambi. So if you want to pick a question.
Okay. What is your go-to shower song? Interesting. There's a song I sing a lot in the shower. It's a David Bowie song called Jump, They Say. Early 90s. On the Black Tie, White Noise album. With Nile Rodgers at the production.
Love it.
Yes, a Bowie song.
Of course it's David Bowie. Of course it's David
Bowie.
Amazing.
It's God, you know.
Have you tried Guinness?
The Guinness?
You tried Guinness?
Long time ago when I was in Edinburgh, in Scotland. Long time ago. What I remember is, because in Belgium we have a lot of good beers too. Be careful, huh? We are like...
Very similar.
We have the Westmalle Triple. It's one of the best. But what I remember is the softness of the... how do you say that in English? La mousse?
The top of it.
Yeah, the top
cream.
Of it. Ah, the softness of the cream. It's like...
That's the only nice bit of it.
It's good, but...
I don't like Guinness.
You don't like Guinness?
No, it's not nice. I like it. Have you had a baby Guinness?
No,
it's a shot.
Ah, no, never.
It's Bailey's and liquor.
Ah, no, I'm.
But it's nice. Sure.
Yeah, it's nice.
But it's nice. It's like a dessert.
And is it also soft, like a baby
very
cream?
Very creamy.
Love it.
We'll have to get you one.
Okay, but taste the Westmalle Triple from Belgium.
Definitely.
One of the best beers.
We'll have to
world.
Go for drinks.
Yeah,
that's
perfect.
It.
We're not alcoholic. Huh?
No, we're not. We don't endorse that. And finally, you have so many fans in Ireland. What would be your message to them?
You got a soul on fire. You're gonna raise roofs tonight.
I wonder where that's from.
Don't know. I hate that song.
Lucy, thank you so much for talking to us. Best of luck tonight. Enjoy it.
Thank you. It's killing me slow. Trying to make me just not a believer. Everybody just pretending they're preachers. It's killing.
We're with the iconic Dons. How are you today?
Oh, happy to be here.
Fantastic. And I'm sure you've been to London before, have you?
Yes, I have.
Many times?
Many times.
Great. So it's good to be back.
I've been to Dublin as well, many times.
Have you?
Yes.
And what did you get to do there?
Well, I work with, and I'm still working with Liam, who's Liam Geddes. He's from Dublin. And we wrote Hollow together.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Great. Can you tell us about that writing process? Did you fly to Dublin to do that?
So we actually wrote song in Spain. Me, Liam and Kate in one room. And I remember the day. It was fun. We were like kids who were playing with toys and building castles from the sand and showing off, look what I got, it was great, and the feeling itself, it was great.
Amazing. So it's a really fun process for
yes.
you.
Yeah, songwriting is always a fun process. Yes.
Fantastic. And you've done a couple of the pre-parties so far, right?
Yeah, we just got back from Barcelona, and Madrid was last week.
So you're just back from Barcelona
today. Yes.
How was your flight? Did you get any delays?
No, it was fine. It was like regular flight, yeah.
So how many coffees have you had today so far?
One coffee.
Just one. Yes. And is that it for the day, or you have a few more?
I'm going to take one more.
Okay.
Later on.
And how do you feel about later on? Do you still get nervous when you go up on stage?
Always, yes. I mean, stage is the safest place on earth once you're on the stage. But just before you go on stage, oh yes, the nerves, they show themselves.
Amazing. And is there anything that you do to calm your nerves right before you step on?
I have my rituals, like shadow boxing or something silly, making fun of myself.
And I have seen you on TikTok a bit, right? You seem to have a good sense of humor. Have you always been on TikTok? Do you like that kind of side?
Well, self-irony is always a helper. You know, you have to have a laugh. Otherwise, what's the point?
Amazing. Look, thank you so, so much. We don't want to take up too much of your time. So finally, we have a very sparkly hat. And we'd like you to take one question.
So the nasty questions.
Yeah, they went from me.
Should I open it or are you going to open it?
You can open it. So the question is, what is your favorite biscuit?
What is my favorite biscuit? I'd say the butter one. Butter biscuits.
See. Love it. Yes. Look, best of luck tonight. I hope it goes really well. I'll be there. I'll be cheering for you.
Thank you. Eurovision.
Quanti disegni ho fatto? Rimango qui e li guardo. Nessuno prende vita. Questa pagina è pigra. Vado di fretta. E mi hanno detto che la vita è preziosa. Io la indosso tutta alta sul collo. La mia collana non ha perle di saggezza. A me hanno dato le perline colorate per le bimbe incasinate.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Eurovision podcast. We're here at London Eurovision Party. It's great to be here with the iconic
Angelina Mango. Hello everyone.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm a little bit confused because there are a lot of people and I want to learn from everyone, but I think I'm too small for this big world. I'm having fun.
You're having fun. Yeah. That's what matters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And how was your show yesterday?
It was good. It was beautiful. I really like this pre-party because it's like the first step, the first presentation with people. I want to meet English people tonight in London. And I wanted to do everything of this experience.
Amazing. And what do you think of the crowd, the Eurovision crowd? People singing your song back to you. How does that feel?
Well, it was absolutely strange for me at first. But then I lived every minute of my experiences. Because I think it's something that happened just one time in an entire life, and I want to leave it in this mindset.
Yeah, and for your staging, did you know straight away, I know what I want to do, or did it take some testing out? Do you know what it's going to look like in Malmo right now?
Well, I know what it's going to look like, but I won't spoil it. Yeah.
No problem. Look, we'll wrap it up quickly. This is our final question, so could you pick one out?
Yes. Who do you think has the best style this year? Oh my god. It's very difficult.
You can give a few names.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I think...
Look, we're the Irish podcast, so what about Bambi Thug? Is that a good answer? You like Bambi style?
Yeah, absolutely. It's too free and beautiful. I also like, I was thinking about it, I also like Norway too much because it's very sober and elegant. Not like me.
I love your style. Listen, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
And it's all because of you. Because of you. Come on.
Hi guys, so we're back at the Eurovision Podcast at London Eurovision Party with, I'm sorry, not to have favourites, but my favourite. Gustav, how are you?
I'm very good. Nice to see you.
So sweet for me always. Aww. You're so nice for me. It was so nice.
Look, we're
like big supporters.
We are big supporters.
Oh, I really appreciated that. Thank
Amazing.
You.
Amazing.
I heard it. Oh, I do check everything. Just so you know, I'm not one of those artists It doesn't check anything. I really, really adore it.
Thank you. It's great to see you. How do you feel about coming back to the Eurovision space again?
It's amazing to come back, and I'm very honored that I get to come back from the class of last year and be here, because I couldn't be here last year. And I was very happy that they asked me back, because it's always a blast. And meeting people like you, people have been very supportive for me. It's an extra pat on the shoulder, which I really love.
Look, we are massive supporters. We even gave you an award last year because we are such big fans. How do you feel about performing tonight? Do you still get nervous, or is it water off a duck's back for you?
Well, I have to say now, this, I did my sound check and stuff, and it's different because last year was really like every Eurovision party counted, every moment counted. And of course now that's gone a bit mellow, but I'm sure I'll still be like not nervous but excited to do it. And there's nothing like Eurovision crowd, I have to say. It's really special, so I'm actually excited about performing in front of this crowd.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. When you go to Eurovision crowds, is it unusual to have people sing every lyric? Like, they know everything. Is it a different vibe?
This was one of the most shocking things for me last year when I started doing this, how you come on stage and everyone sings from the first to the last line of the whole song. And that's the beauty of it, is also when you're performing in your semi and maybe then final afterwards, is that that happens for everyone. No matter where you are in the ranking, no matter what the odds are saying, the whole crowd is supported from beginning to end, is dancing along, singing along. And I've never experienced that ever before as a performer.
That's amazing. And look, your result last year, what an amazing result for Belgium.
Yeah.
I mean, we are big Belgium supporters here. Last year, right, not to say a great thing about being an Irish fan, a sad thing about being an Irish fan sometimes is we don't qualify. So what I have
right.
to say, last year I brought a Belgium flag with me.
Oh, bless
and
you.
I supported you guys because it was my adopted nationality.
Well, then I have to come to Ireland now. I have to come and tour. I told this already before. Yeah. I want to come for sure.
Any plans, or is it all in the works?
Well, we are finishing an album this summer. And the plan is to really try to go on tour with that. The only thing is I work with a live band, so it's a bit logistically hard to do that. But I really want to do that, because I used to tour with a band called Hercules and Love Affair, and I'm really used to touring, and I miss a bit doing that, actually. So I really want to make an effort. And I had some memorable nights, by the way, both in Belfast and Dublin. And Belfast was, like, the craziest one.
I like that. Okay. So last question, because I don't want to keep you too long. We have a lovely sequin hat.
Yes.
Please pick a question.
Okay.
And that will be our final question for the interview.
Take this one.
Yes. What does it say?
Whose voice this year would you like to have? It's a good question.
Have you listened to the songs this year?
Yes, I have. But yeah, it's hard to be a bit nationalistic. But I think I'm going to have to go for Musti. Just because I've become a bit of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I hear him sing before the party is over, the more I really enjoy his rich tones. It's his beautiful mid-range that's so pleasing to the ear. So I think he has a beautiful... I think he's one of the best singers, honestly. And I think... I know I'm nationalistic, but I think even if I wouldn't be, I would still say the same thing.
Yes. Lovely. Well, thank you so, so much for talking to us today. And best of luck this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah. How you doing, London?
Hey everyone, it is Connor and Alex here in London for London Eurovision Party, and we're delighted to be joined by the fabulous Bambi Toy.
Hi!
Ole, 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 ole. How are you doing? How's things?
Yeah, good, thank you. Very whirlwind. I think my outfit shows my mental state inside.
Can we talk about the outfit?
Yeah, I'm promoting safe sex.
Alex, what did Bambi give you?
I have been gifted a lovely condom, so
yeah,
thank you so much
problem.
For that.
Be safe.
Make good use out of it.
Have fun, be safe.
Dead right. So last time we spoke to you, you just won Eurosong.
Yes.
How has it been, in one word?
Chaotic.
You can swear.
Chaotic, fucking chaotic. It's not one word, that's two words. Fucking chaotic! No, it's been great. It's just a lot. It's a lot of work. It's especially being independent, I didn't realise that I had to do... like 700 people's jobs. So I'm like, meh. My brain is kind of like, this is my brain. It's like I'm actually dressing as my brain cell.
You've talked about being neurospicy before.
Yeah.
And how is that? how do you find having so much to do and organizing so much? How do you do it?
I actually have moments where I just can't do anything. Like, I have a list and I like physically have to, I just stop, nothing works. And then I have to call my sister and she helps me break it down. And then I get one or two things done. And then I'll have a few days of like just complete, like almost just lying there, like trying to do things, but like it's just it's overwhelm, you know? But then something snaps in me. I'm like, hurry up, you're going to miss your deadline. Get over it, and then I crash after that, and it's fine. And it's a up and down waves of being. So it's fine. I'm managing. Definitely, I'm going to do a sensory deprivation tank next week.
Good.
So I can just get away from even myself inside there. So yeah, no, it's good. It's fine. I'm learning.
And obviously, this is the pre-party circuit. How are you finding that to be in amongst the Eurovision fans, the other artists?
I love the other artists. Sorry, I already made my friends. I don't know if you know.
You and Sylvester are besties. Loving the TikToks.
I love Sylvester. He's so cute. Yeah, no, it's really nice. I mean, I met, spent a lot of time when we first did Madrid with Nemo and Ollie and Sylvester. And that was just really nice, you know, to kind of get a feel of people. And everyone's really kind. Everyone seems super sweet. I mean, like, there's obviously loads of countries. I'm not going to be besties with everybody.
Yeah.
Can't spread myself so thin. But I definitely... Yeah, there's a few that I really... I love Saba as well. She's just sweetie. So, it's nice. I forget what you asked me now. This is my brain going off.
Have you found the pre-parties beneficial to you? Or are they just an extra element to
definitely,
it?
Definitely, because I think, like, since Eurosong, like, obviously we know what the sound is like and everything. That, RTE.
No comment.
You know, I did Madrid and it just was automatically just, like, the editing, everything, I was like, come on.
The camera angles were
everything.
Amazing.
There were so many things. So I think that's beneficial, especially when people are like, oh, they can't sing. I'm like, or whatever they're saying about me, I'm like, be real. It's like, I don't know, it's good for people to see me live.
They're just deaf.
They're deaf.
They don't know art.
They're deaf, but also it's good for them to see me live because I feel like it starts to translate for people that don't understand it as much, seeing me as a live performer, because that's like where I'm most at home. Obviously, like anything visual, anything present, like I know, like you're listening to a soundbite, I think you can connect better sometimes in
especially with a song like Doomsday Blue.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all about
performance.
It's the package.
It's the package, definitely. So yeah, good. And tonight I get to sing two songs.
Please tell me it's Tsunami.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, love it. Iconic. Now, obviously, we're from Ireland. You know, we're besties all here.
Yeah.
No one's listening. Can you give us any hints about your staging?
It's romantic.
Ooh.
That's it.
I like that answer.
It's better. It's better than nothing.
It's kind of romantic or...
On the way to that.
Okay.
Like, oh. The before. The
before is sometimes
before,
better.
Yeah. The foreplay.
Okay. Oh my God. And of course, you're in the running order slot 4. How are you feeling about that?
For the win.
Hey, there we go. Now, before we finish with you, we've got some questions from our listeners in our pot of gold, Shamrock Hat.
Nice.
If you want to pick one.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll hold your condom.
Okay. Who was my first concert? You all know this already. My first 5 concerts were Westlife.
What's your favorite Westlife song?
I actually love their cover of Uptown Girl.
Great tune.
Uptown Girl.
It's not even their song, but they do it better.
Well, Bambi, best of luck tonight, and
thank
we will
you
see
so
you
much.
In Malmo. It's so good to catch up with you again,
you
and best
so
of luck
much.
Tonight.
So nice to see you.
So there we have it. We've talked to some of the acts. Who is your favourite from today that you spoke to? I wonder who.
Oh, well... Can you not tell from my jacket? It was obvious.
It was obviously Bambi Thug.
Bambi Thug, the one and only, our favourite. Look, It's always going to be special talking to an Irish act.
Yeah, no, it's so good. And they're walking by us right now.
Yeah, they're literally right beside us.
And can we talk about Bambi's outfit?
Okay, so I'm looking at them right now. They're wearing a condom with matching yellow shoes and a condom bag. They also did give me a condom, which was iconic.
Did you ever think you'd get a condom from Bambi's Lug?
Never, but I'm so thankful for it still.
And thank you, Bambi, for promoting safe sex. Any other big faves from today? I thought you were going to say Gustav.
Oh, well, obviously Gustav as well. Like, I have so many favourites. Sarah Vanici, I was so excited to talk to. She was lovely. Angelina Mango, she was gorgeous as well. Loved her outfit. Don's was so nice. Who else was there? Who did you enjoy?
I loved Marcus and Martinez because I got to give out to them about United. One of them did a celebration of the opposite team that won the other night, so I gave out to them. Who else was there that we spoke to? We spoke to so many people today. Musti, oh my God, what a lovely man. He is absolutely adorable. He's so, so nice, so, so friendly. I have a lot of time for him. And yeah, that's it really. There's so many more, but you know, you'll see it and hear it throughout the episode. But anyway, we're going to go off and get some food and drink and enjoy the show tonight. You'll probably see the clips already on the social webs of the world.
Socials.
On the socials. But anyway, for myself and Alex in London, thank you so, so much for listening to the AirVision Podcast. As always, you can tune in and follow us on AirVision Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Please make sure you rate and review us if you have got the time. Also, on social networks, you can follow us at AirVision Podcast on Twitter. Oh no, AirVision Pod on... I messed it up. AirVision Pod on Twitter or X, whatever you call it nowadays. You can also get us on Instagram at AirVision Podcast. Just search AirVision. That's where you'll find us.
That's what I do.
But that's it.
I can never.
She's a good team member.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, for myself and Alex, thank you so much for listening as always. And all we got to say is...
Slongafall!
Meet me in Paris on the shores of
Is your little one starting big school this September? At Dunn Stores, we've got you covered for those memorable milestones. From waving goodbye at the gate to snapping that first proud photo in their new uniform. Feel confident as they take their next big step with quality schoolwear. Pick up a 3-pack of Playproof polos from €5. Pair these with Easy Care joggers also from €5, plus a comfy sweatshirt from €3.75. Shop back to school in store and online now. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply.